Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to an all new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh, and I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, hello, greetings.
We're going to talk about some new music today, but first, before we get started into that, as always, as is tradition, we will start off with the All Gas, No Trash, No Curse Minute, presented by Game Rage Magazine.
Yes, we must fill this period to ensure that we move up in the algorithm, because otherwise we will get boned, fornicated upon.
Oh, much fornication shall be made upon our little virgin holes, and it will be very inappropriate.
Yeah.
And we will get doused in the ratings. Oh, sweet, we're done. All right,
cool.
So, new artists. What do you got for us today, good buddy?
All right. So, I found this artist on a radio station called 3FM, but they have this YouTube channel that's associated with them called 3412. It's very confusing. I don't know why they have two different channels. But in any case, I found this artist named Keenan Mundane. And if I'm not mistaken, he's a rapper from the Netherlands.
Uh-huh.
And upon hearing his music, I thought, This is kind of interesting. And, you know, I'm not really familiar with the hip hop game in terms of Netherlands. I don't even know if they have a scene, but nonetheless, this person was rather interesting. And I have to know what you think about his music, because I don't know if I've heard anything like this. And, you know, why the fuck not? Why not use this program to start talking about artists from, as if we haven't already done that. What?
Some of these fucking song titles are amazing.
Yeah.
I am very curious to know which one we're going to listen to, but
dude, we got to start off with the strongest track, which is my personal favorite. The one that I was like, holy shit. I mean, it wasn't the first song I heard from him, but this was the one that I was like, oh, this is fucking rad. This is very fucking sweet. So, again, we're here to talk about artists from any background. And, you know, we just happened to find Keenan Mundane, and we want to give him the opportunity to be heard on this program and to highlight his music and to talk about him. And we obviously have to get Josh's opinion on this fucking music. So I think we're going to listen to two or three tracks. And then Josh had something to share that we never actually got around to the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been like a month.
Yeah, it's been a month. So so let's go ahead and start with the first track, which is called Dance Raja Dance. I think you're gonna like this one.
Oh yeah, is this like about Aladdin?
like the not
I think
exactly.
The lion's name's Raja, right? All right, anyways. All right, here we go. Dance Raja Dance. So pull up your Apple Music so you can listen along with us to some new music. You can listen with me for the first time to Keenan Mundane, straight from the Netherlands. Dance Raja Dance. Here we go. Oh man, dude, that was fucking awesome. Dude, that was some cool ass shit. That was like, dude, that was like some shit that would have been in like Jet Set Radio, Parappa the Rapper, or like a late 90s fucking cartoon, man.
Yeah, that was like some Ape Escape.
Yeah.
That's like 2000s core, because everybody calls certain eras or even things core. 2K core.
Yeah.
That it's definitely something along those lines. And yeah, I was thinking along the similar lines of yes, this is Jet Set Radio pilled as you can get.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, dude, what a cool song to wake your ass, because I didn't really know what to expect hearing his music. I was just kind of going through his discography, and I heard this track, I'm like, oh my fucking senses are all woken up, and they're all awakened, and I don't know, this is a really cool track. So
I vibrate on that frequency right there, man. Whatever the fuck that frequency is, that vibe, that resonates with me, man. That was fucking awesome.
I mean, it was HD 80, it was ADHD as fuck, because there's all this shit going on. There's like the horns, and then there's like the xylophone. Oh, man.
Dude, it was 4K ADHD, man. Like, that was Dolby Atmos ADHD, all right? That was awesome shit.
So
that was the fucking straight fire.
We'll get to the next track, which is called Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner. Oh, man. Let me see if I can find it. All right. Next track, Timmy Turner by Keenan Mundane. Fire up your machines. Here we go. Oh, man, that was also awesome. This, this shit needs to be, this is going to get caught up, or it should get caught up as like the intro or the outro to some kind of anime or some kind of like animation, like that new Devil May Cry shit that's on Netflix. They did some crazy shit with the soundtrack and they licensed a bunch of songs. Like the theme song is fucking Rollin' by Limp Bizkit. It's all like 2000s fucking like hits and shit.
Yeah.
This stuff would have been fucking perfect.
You know
for
what,
that.
You know what it reminds me of is a lot of like Toonami shit.
Yes. The, all yeah. those interlude things were when they're doing like the with the robot guy or whatever. Yeah. He's doing shit at the computer. Yeah. That would have been like the backing music to that.
Yeah.
Tune in at 5 for Dragon Ball Z new episode.
Yeah, like, and then you have all the bullshit going on there.
Man, yeah.
This track is really cool because it has that there's something 2000s about it. I can't describe the initial part, but then it starts turning into like jungle music, like drum and bass type of shit towards the back end, and it's like a really seamless transition to get to that point. But and then you have all these dial tones, like a Xerox machine. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's very fucking cool. And I'm not sure if it's, I can't say that I know it's entirely original, because if we're talking about like Toonami doing this type of thing back in, you know, the early 2000s, like this guy obviously has influence from that era of, well, not only music, but like just mainstream culture in general to make a song about Timmy Turner and shit, like Fairly Odd Parents. Nonetheless, it is very fucking cool. There is one more track to listen to.
Let's hear it.
Called, I think it's called Race Music.
Okay, Race Music. I found it.
Okay.
All right, Race Music. Fire up your Spotify's or whatever and put on Race Music from Keenan Mundane. Here we go. Man, another great song. Like,
yeah.
This is fucking awesome.
Yeah. I wish we just had lyrics to see what he's saying, but nonetheless, he is a producer and he produced all his own beats, so this is all him.
Yeah, that's fucking impressive.
Yeah.
And to be this quality and, you know, shit. How many followers does this guy have? Like, is he...
Oh, no, it's not much. It's like less than... I mean, I think on Spotify itself, it's probably less than 7,000 or 6... It's probably like 5,000, but it's somewhere around there, and then as far as Instagram goes, it's not more than 5,000. It's like 2 or 3,000.
Man, this guy needs to be fucking famous. All yeah. right, because this is talent, man. This is fucking straight up talent.
Yeah,
and it is such a shame that he's not bigger than what he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to know to gauge how well he can do because he's from the Netherlands. Like, how are people gonna know about this dude other than a radio station from the Netherlands? And who's even looking into radio stations from the Netherlands?
No one.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah, us. But
that's about
not,
it. That's,
and that's not to discredit him at all. It's just like you really have to have somebody looking out
yeah.
for him to.
There's no fucking Sony A&R guys looking at this and fucking finding it. Because if they were, they'd be. Because this is, man, this is wholly different than the horse shit that's out there now. All right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll be honest, like, listen, sure, Kendrick Lamar, whatever, Drake, whoever, all these assholes that you like that are the mainstream guys, this is better than that. I would argue that this is objectively better.
It's cool as fuck.
And it's fucking sweet. What did you call it? Toonami Core?
Toonami Core.
That's what it is. It's fucking Toonami Core. We've made a new music fucking genre right now.
Yeah.
In Toonami Core. And it is... That is off the fucking chain. I downloaded all this. I fucking put all the songs. I'm gonna listen to that shit today.
Yeah,
like all of it, because that is amazing.
Yeah, it's just something to talk about for us because, like I said, we're here to talk about new artists, and I think he's interesting. We didn't really get into the lyrics too much because we didn't really have much to go off of. So,
and I don't want to like say shit that's not right. Cause,
yeah,
you know,
right. And this last song kind of reminded me of. Well, on top of the fact that it reminds you of Toonami, there's like this synthesizer that reminds me a lot of like the Ghetto Boys, the beow, 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 yeah, yeah. Like that song from fucking Office Space, the die, motherfucker, yeah. still. And there's like that weird synthesizer thing in the background.
Dude, that last song was, dude, if Insane Clown Posse and Limp Bizkit had a baby.
That was the other.
I was like, that was sweet as fuck, man. Yeah. Like the way he did that was fucking amazing.
He has another song that's kind of like this, but it's more Rage Against the Machine-esque. Uh-huh. I forgot which one it is, but nonetheless, so that was more or less the rap on Keenan Mundane. And what was the timestamp for this?
10:32.
So yeah. you had something wanted.
There's this artist that I found. He's a rapper. He's been around for, it seems like, a little while. This isn't like a new, it's new to us, all right, essentially. And I only heard this one song. And it literally came up. His actual like TikTok came up on my feed, and it was the music video for the song. And this song's only 90 seconds long.
This right? single that you're
yeah, gonna that show. I'm talking about, that we're going to talk about right now. The artist's name is Toby Nwigwe, N-W-I-G-W-E. I don't know how to say it, so I'm probably fucking butchering it. But Toby, T-O-B-E, is his first name.
Maybe it's like Nganda,
the end is silent and it's just Wigwe. I don't know.
Who the hell knows?
Who the hell knows? Anyways, this song, I know why this song popped up on my feed, and you'll know exactly fucking why as soon as you hear it. The song's called American.
Okay. All right.
And dude, the music video is fucking great. Like the promo shit that he did for this was fucking awesome. But we'll just listen to the song, and I don't know, maybe we should watch the music video. I don't know. Fuck. All right. Well, whatever.
Is it on YouTube?
I think it is on YouTube.
Okay.
Let me find it. All right. So pull up your YouTube or whatever and watch American by Toby. Whatever his last name is, I don't know. Figure it out. You just type it in. All right. So, oh shit.
What did happen again?
I don't know why I did that, but anyways. So I just found that, and that's obviously like a take on Real American, like the Hulk Hogan theme song, right?
Yeah.
So that's why it popped up in my feet. But man, when I heard that. Like, there were some fucking sweet-ass lines that he had in there, like, talking about, like, oh, like, if Christ walked on water, he'd crip walk on seas, and then, like, people would be, like, Lazarus dead on their feet. So, like, man, fuck, that was good. And then there was those little portions where he had that, like, oh, like, that choir voice coming in, man.
Yeah, choral aspect.
That was fucking cool as shit. And that music video is super low budget because it's literally, you could tell it was on a green screen, and they just, like, did it. With like that, and but dude, it was good. I thought that was fucking pretty good. Like the weird, it was like, okay, because it was like he raps like offbeat.
Yeah,
dude, it's like audio atrial fibrillation. Like it's audio heart palpitations, dude.
It feels like he's trying to catch up to the beat, so he jams like a bunch of syllables in there. And then he like catches up, and then he gets off track.
Yeah, it's exactly that, man. And it was, I don't know, it was weird, but like it tickled the inside of my brain the first time I heard it, and I was like, "Wah!" Like,
yeah, this is. I mean, that's like a minor critique I have for the lyrics to be done in cadence with the beat patterns.
Yeah.
But I do like the juxtaposition of like a rapper recontextualizing the Real American song that is often associated with Hulk Hogan, and then coming out with this. It's interesting that he opted to go for a song that's somewhere between just under 2 minutes, and he, you know, just to get his point across and everything. And what else is there to add? There was that part too where towards the middle portion or even the end of the song, he comes out with his family and they're all wearing hijabs and shit. I'm guessing there's some undertones to be talked about there, or what do you think that means?
Yeah, I'm sure it's just, I don't know, he could be Muslim. I mean, who the fuck knows? Or it could just be, I mean, you know, commenting on what a real American is, oh, again, being real America is diverse. It's like a multitude of different things as opposed to essentially, if it's all right, it's all right if it's all white. You know, that's the opposite spectrum of what people think Americans are.
Yeah, that's probably hitting the nail on the board, if that is the correct expression. But that was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. I mean, I don't know if I would go out of my way to listen to this person, but definitely interesting because of the Hulk Hogan aspect. Yeah,
that's what was interesting. I've listened to no other songs from this guy. That was it. That was the only one. I just thought that was fucking cool.
Does he actually have?
Yeah, he's got like albums and stuff, it looks like, but I didn't. I just like the song, and I just didn't feel like didn't feel like going deeper into it.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was it. So anyways, I mean, yeah, check out these guys. Go check them out. You know, go check out Toby Wigway and Keenan. Fuck, for sure. Check out Keenan Mundane. As a matter of fact, I think that the Game Rage, or the All Gas No Trash No Cursing Minute sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, is going to be co-opted to the appealing to Keenan Mundane for a fucking interview. Because I can't believe that nobody, I don't know if anybody's fucking talked to this guy yet, at least out here. Because that's fucking, that shit's awesome. And we need to get on this dude as soon as possible. Keenan Mundane, if you're listening to this, hit us up, man. Hit us up on the gram.
Yeah, hit us
or,
up on the
or gram. Or the bird app. Or what's an X now. But fuck, what's the other one we have? The tickety talk. Well, it's still relevant.
Hit me up on Friendster and GeoCities.
Aim chat. Like give me GeoCities. Yeah, give me on fucking Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah, hit me up on, man, I don't even know the
list. Hit me up on Skype.
The now defunct Skype.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So is that that's the end of the episode?
Yeah, that's pretty much the end of the episode. So anyways, go check that shit out. And you know what? Let us know what you think, all right? Like, if you have strong feelings one way or the other about these two artists we just brought up, fucking let us know in the comments. And we'll talk about it, you know, on the next episode or some shit. I don't know. All right, anyways, that'll be it. Catch you guys on the next one.